and good afternoon once again. I'm Chad Holmes, hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. It is Tuesday and another beautiful day here in central Wisconsin. In fact, boy, the last part of May, it looks like we're going to get some great weather leading up until Memorial Day next Monday. To find out what to expect weather-wise as we get into the middle part of the work week, we're joined again from weatherology.com by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. And as we talked about yesterday, Ray, after going through a rough April, boy, we are finishing off May in a pretty good fashion.
Yeah, looking very nice this afternoon. Temperatures running about 10 degrees above average. High temperature around 81 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy. Low temperature of 49 with breezy northwest winds. Couple of showers early in the day Wednesday as a cold front moves through, and that'll cool us off a bit. High of 64 degrees with northeasterly winds at 10 to 20. Thursday, sunny with a high temperature of 66. Friday, sunny, 71 degrees. Saturday, sunny, 75. And for Sunday, sunshine with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller in the Weatherology Weather Center.
Sounding more and more like San Diego every day, where the weatherman...
Very much so this week.
The weatherman has a pretty boring job, I hear, in San Diego. Not like around here in central Wisconsin, because weather in winter, we got all the snow. And then as we get into the summer, of course, the thunderstorms will be rolling in, but it does look very calm. I know that getting it quite to Memorial Day, is the weather going to stay pretty nice through next Monday?
Yeah, it looks that way. I don't really see any kind of storm system coming through in the second half of the weekend that would change things very much. So when we get to Memorial Day itself on Monday, still looking sunny and mild.
Okay, Ray, well, again, thanks for all the information. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
See you then. Take care.
And right now in Wausau, another beautiful afternoon. Fair skies, sunny, 81 degrees is the temperature. Winds are out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour, dew point of 44, relative humidity of 27%. The barometer at 30.08 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, thanks to Mayor Katie Rosenberg for joining us. Mayor has a council meeting tonight. As I said, we'll be hearing from an attorney about possible options and getting money from the polluters. As right now, again, it'd be great to have the polluters have to pay as opposed to the taxpayers and those who did nothing wrong in the city of Wausau. And also, really a quick, want to let you know as well, again, I thank our good friend Tim Neumeyer, who works for us here at Bull Falls Radio. As well, as normal, tonight's city council meeting will be broadcast on the Wausau Public Access and on Wausau Area Access Media City Council YouTube page as well. So again, you can catch it on Public Access on television or on the city council YouTube page, Wausau Area Access Media City Council YouTube page. So if you want to keep up to speed on what's going on with the Wausau City Council and the again, Wausau Area Access Media does such a great job. They're there for Wausau School Board meetings. They're there for the county board, for the city council, for committee meetings, and do a fantastic job of helping to keep our citizenry stay on top of these very important issues. So, again, thanks to Tim Neumeyer for letting me know about that, and hopefully you'll be able to catch the Wausau Common Council meeting tonight on Public Access and on the Wausau Area Access Media City Council YouTube page. Well, coming up in a few minutes, we're waiting, as not sure, but we're expecting around 3:20 to be joined by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Again, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin set to join us at approximately 3:20. Talk about her visit here to Wausau. As Mayor Rosenberg told us, received an award, and she does so much work for veterans and for the military. And I want to ask her about the negotiations going on in Washington concerning debt limit increase in the talks. Talk about why she is in Wausau today. Talk about why she's running for re-election. Yep, she is looking for a third term as the U.S. Senator from the state of Wisconsin in 2024. And talk about her focus. Because as I mentioned with Mayor Rosenberg, when you say you go to a search engine and you put in Ron Johnson, and you'll see what Ron Johnson's talking about. You'll see he'll be talking about a lot of the issues that seem to have disagreement, wedge issues, I guess you would call them. How much does Ron Johnson talk about the issues that affect on a day-to-day basis the people in Wisconsin. Not all that much, in my opinion. Not all that much. But will we see Tammy Baldwin talk about wedge issues when she comes in? I doubt it. She has a history of doing things for the people that sent her to Washington. And again, I got an email today from the office of the United States Senator from Wisconsin talking about different issues. None of them were wedge issues. Talked about farmers. Says, Tammy will do whatever it takes and work with whoever to make sure our farmers are being put first. Listen to that line. Do whatever it takes, work with whoever. Does not have a litmus test on who she's going to work with to help Wisconsin farmers. In the upcoming farm bill, Tammy is working across the aisle to pass the Farmers First Act of 2023. This legislation would address the mental health crisis our farmers are facing by reducing stigmatization and increasing access to mental health care in our rural communities. Standing by the farmers of Wisconsin. Also, combating the maternal health crisis. Talking about introducing legislation just this week to improve access to maternal health care by providing grant programs to increase the number of maternal care providers. Also listing taking down unfair trade barriers. Working hard to end a decades-old practice in terms of restricting American-made products from being sold in international markets, trying to end that practice through the Bipartisan Save Act in the 2023 Farm Bill. Farm bills. When's the last time we heard about Mr. Johnson working in this way? And again, that's one reason why Tammy Baldwin, against all odds, defeated Tommy Thompson in her first run. Why she won by double digits in her reelection campaign. Why she will be a formidable candidate against whoever the Republicans decide to put up in 2024, including, perhaps, our own 7th District Congressman, Tom Tiffany. Tom Tiffany is making a lot of noise about running for the U.S. Senate. And Tom Tiffany, much like Ron Johnson, seems to run a lot on these wedge issues. Will that play statewide? Will that play against Senator Tammy Baldwin? We'll have to wait and see. But again, Tammy Baldwin, and again, as I said to Mayor Rosenberg as well, she also is trying to save AM radio. And it's not just because, you know, I work in radio and work for AM radio, in fact. But AM radio is important. Tammy, in the press release, says, Tammy knows that Wisconsinites across the state listen to AM radio to get their local news, national news, or even get their Packers updates. She also knows that AM radio is the primary way some communities receive public safety updates, particularly Wisconsin's farming communities. Boy, and again, that's been a consistent aspect of her service as a senator for the past 11 years. Talking about the farmers, being there for the farmers, being there for the rural community. And you don't hear that a lot about Democrats. But that's not true. A lot of Democrats are there for the rural community. But she does it in such a way that even those who may disagree in some political issues, they've come to trust her. And that's such an underappreciated aspect of anybody. Do you trust this person in public office? Because if you trust them, you can disagree with them in certain issues and still be able to support them in other issues. And that's so vitally important. It's such a huge factor in order to be able to be a successful public servant. And that's something that Tammy Baldwin does so exceptionally well. So very excited here in just a few minutes to be able to talk to the senator, talk about her visit to Wausau, and talk about some of these issues that she's working on. And talk about some of the national stuff as well. It's always interesting to get a chance to talk because you have to keep a focus on. You have to obviously be able to take care of the issues that are so vitally important here in the state, but there is a part of the job whether it's a national issue or maybe even an international issue that Tammy Baldwin has to keep a very tight eye on. So we are going to take a timeout. Quick reminder that coming up in about an hour at 4:20, we'll have Newman Catholic High School playoff softball as Newman Catholic takes on Wausaukee in a Division 5 regional semifinal. I'll be at Sunnyvale Softball Complex for that one. 4:20 airtime, 4:30 for the first pitch here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. But we'll take a timeout. Hopefully the Senator will be here in just a few moments. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. On Tuesday, it's the start of the high school spring sports playoffs as the Newman Catholic High School softball team plays host to Wausaukee in a Division 5 regional playoff. Hear all the action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 4:20 and the first pitch set for 4:30. Newman Catholic High School Sports on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, and Sun Printing. It's Newman Catholic taking on Wausaukee in a Division 5 softball regional playoff. Tuesday, starting with pregame show at 4:20 and the first pitch at 4:30. Live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Waiting for the Senator, and of course, timing, of course, is everything, but Senator Tammy Baldwin expected to be here very soon to talk again about some of the issues she's working on, talk about the re-election campaign that is now underway, and great to have her here in the city of Wausau today. So Tammy Baldwin is due here very, very soon on Bow Falls Radio. Don't forget that tomorrow we will have another leader from the state of Wisconsin, Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard. Again, Senator Agard, the top Democrat in the Wisconsin State Senate. She'll be coming to Wausau next Thursday, June the 1st, for a grassroots campaign. And have a meeting at the Marathon County Public Library. We'll have more on that when we talk to Melissa Agard coming up tomorrow at 3:15 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And again, if you miss any of our previous broadcasts that we have here on Bow Falls Radio, make sure you go to our website, bowfallsradio.com, click on shows, and then you can listen to this program or any other program on the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, that's bowfallsradio.com. You can also get the podcast on the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Go to your app store, download the Civic Media app, and be able to, again, listen to podcasts of all of this programming here on Bow Falls Radio, including as well our local high school sports broadcast. And don't forget that once I'm done here with the program, I'll be heading quickly over to Sunnyvale Softball Complex as the playoffs begin for high school softball. The Newman Catholic Cardinals will take on Wasaki, number 3 seed Newman, number 6 seed Wasaki, Division 5 regional semifinal. Again, we will have it for you live here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 4:20 and the first pitch at 4:30. Also, while we have a few moments, I want to remind you that coming up in less than 2 weeks' time, the time of this program will be changing. We are moving from afternoons into the mornings. Be moving 8 to 10 a.m. Yep, we're making a few changes with the scheduling. We heard earlier today on the Todd Alba show, he announced that his show, which airs currently from 8 to 11 a.m., is being moved to the afternoon from 1 to 3 statewide. So again, there'll be changes coming up on Monday, June the 5th, but this program will be moved up 8 to 10 a.m. So look forward to that. And hopefully for those of you tuned in here in the afternoon, be able to tune in just as easily during the morning hours. But as I said, you can also tune in on the Civic Media app live online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO. And again, you can also tune in with the podcast coming through when you have the opportunity as well coming on the Civic Media app as well. So again, unfortunately, still waiting for Senator Tammy Baldwin to come. And she is, again, been in Wausau today, as we heard from the mayor, she received an award earlier this afternoon as well. But we expect her to be with us coming up in just a few minutes. Senator Baldwin recently had announced that she will be running for re-election in 2024. She has won twice back in 2012. She was a surprise winner. Again, faced off with perhaps the greatest vote getter in the state of Wisconsin over the past, 50, 60, 70 years, Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson, who had won by massive amounts in earning 4 terms as governor in Wisconsin. He went on to become a member of the cabinet in the George W. Bush administration, then decided he wanted to get back into elected politics, ran for the U.S. Senate in 2012 after a tough primary. Thompson was able to win the Republican nomination against Tammy Baldwin. And going into it, the thought was that, especially in the aftermath of the Tea Party Revolution, that the Republicans were on the upswing. But Tammy Baldwin proved to be an outstanding campaigner, able to talk to the people of Wisconsin and able to defeat Tommy Thompson. Again, talk about slaying the dragon. Boy, oh boy, it was truly an incredible victory for Tammy Baldwin to win in 2012. And then in 2018, ran against Leah Vukmir, the Republican nominee for the Senate, and Baldwin was able to win by double digits. So again, whether in the U.S. House or in the United States Senate, Tammy Baldwin's proved to be a very, very effective candidate for state office in this state of Wisconsin. So we'll talk about one of the big issues is the debt limits. I want to ask her as well about the president, because what's it like to work with President Biden? Because President Biden seems to have that ability as well to work with anybody that's willing to work. Because to be honest with you, after listening to Kevin McCarthy, the U.S. House Speaker, I'd have a hard time sitting down when McCarthy's basically been holding the economy hostage. He's been holding the economy hostage, trying to get massive spending cuts. And yet, Joe Biden doesn't lash out. Joe Biden has been able to be very effective in terms of working across when there's opportunities. And very happy to see that Senator Baldwin has made it over. Senator, take a seat.
Thank you.
Oh, number one, welcome to Wausau. Number two, so thrilled that you're able to pop on over.
Well, it's so great to do this in person. We do so many on the telephone, and it's just really lovely to be here.
I think it's been like a decade, because one time, like a decade ago, you actually came in. It was a wonderful conversation. So it's been a long, long time, and I do not hold it against you if you don't remember.
But I do.
Oh, really?
Well, So we haven't redecorated too much since the last time I was here, which makes it feel like home and reminds me that I've been here before.
We're excited. We're moving downtown very, very soon.
Are so you really?
Yeah, so we're kind of a shell right now here. Number one, what brought you to Wausau?
Oh, boy, I had a whole bunch of activities today in Wausau, all really really eye-opening and in many ways compelling, let's say. So I started this morning with a veterans roundtable.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a group of veterans and also advocates for veterans. We were talking most of the time about a recently passed bill called the PACT Act, which recognizes that illnesses experienced by veterans who are exposed to toxic burn pits, Agent Orange, and other toxins, those illnesses should be viewed as connected to their service to their country, and they should therefore get health care through the VA. And if this is a disabling illness, they should get disability compensation. And there were some incredibly powerful stories being told. So you would think, the VA would have always recognized that these cancers and respiratory illnesses might have had something to do with a veterans' exposure during their time of service. It took years to recognize Agent Orange. The PACT Act actually expands that recognition to some countries and geographical locations that hadn't been, you know, they thought, oh, there wasn't any Agent Orange in Thailand. If you were based in Thailand, of course, well, not true, it turns out. And then for post 9/11 veterans, you know, adjacent to so many of the bases, there were burn pits. You know, these were used to dispose of things you didn't want to get into, say, enemy hands, or and they let out toxic fumes that people, you know, breathed in. Also, our Gulf War veterans who were stationed in Kuwait had lots of toxic exposures. So, anyways, these stories were amazing. We had several Vietnam-era veterans, several folks who advocate for our veterans at the county and local level. Amazing stories. That was just my first stop. I can take a breath or we can keep on going.
You can get into it when I kind of ask you about your philosophy of governing, because something that's been so noticeable, and just today I got an email from your office talking about the issues you're working on. And one thing that kind of jumps out is in this era where we talk about so many wedge issues, you focus so laser-like on the folks here in Wisconsin. A number of items about farmers, talking about helping farmers in different ways. In terms of your philosophy, when we do see so many that go out there, see the camera, talk about wedge issues, try to get people going, can you talk about how you've governed in your career and how you got to this point where you've been able to, maybe even in areas where politically you may, you know, folks may raise an eyebrow with a Democrat coming into town, but you've been so good in terms of focusing on issues that really matter to people on the ground. Can you talk about maybe what led to your philosophy and how you do your job?
Yeah. Well, you know, oftentimes we talk about these issues as sort of kitchen table issues or things that are keeping you up at night. And I think part of the reason I have that focus is because that's what brought me to public service to begin with. So I had an experience as a child with I had a very serious childhood illness. I was being raised by my grandparents. And during the course of this illness, which involved 3 months of hospitalization as I was getting treatments and getting better, my grandparents, unbeknownst to me, realized that their health insurance policy didn't cover grandkids. Of course, they wouldn't. But, you know, who thinks about that, right? It's family health insurance. I know they had to struggle to figure out how to you know, take care of me and my illness. But after I fully recovered, they're like, okay, we're going to fix this. We're going to get, you know, get her grant, or, you know, get her health insurance. And I was then labeled as a kid with a pre-existing health condition. And there wasn't going to be an insurance company around that would take that risk. It's just like you can't get insurance on a burning house, right? You have to have it signed up before. And I guess if you've had an illness or serious...
Too bad.
Right. Too bad. So I went for a long time without health insurance. Fortunately, I was a healthy kid following my illness and got health insurance, you know, basically after I got my first job. I had something marginal during college, but it was pretty marginal. But I felt that was wrong. I saw other people's health care experiences. I saw families go bankrupt. I mean, so I came to public office and public service saying, this needs fixing, and I want to be a part of fixing this. And I can tell you I'm really honored that in many points in my career, I've had a chance to make a real difference on that issue. You know, to pass the Affordable Care Act saying to insurance companies, you can't discriminate against people who've had a prior illness. That's not the way insurance should work. And also the amendment that I sponsored when we're working on that to allow young people to stay on their parents' health insurance till they turn 26. Overnight, millions of people who didn't have health insurance before got it. And lots of people had a little peace of mind. Because think, you know, you graduate from high school, your first job isn't going to be offering you a whole suite of health care. So it really made a huge difference. But back to your question, I focus on those things because that's what matters in people's lives. And, you know, when I'm thinking about the dairy industry or frankly, our big manufacturing sector in the state of Wisconsin, there's a whole lot of people working hard every day and also feeling like they're not getting ahead. And looking at the ways in which we don't compete on a level playing field, where I can be an advocate, I love doing that stuff.
Again, we're talking to Senator Tammy Baldwin visiting Wausau today here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I'm on the same lines. Earlier in the program, I had the mayor of Wausau on, Katie Rosenberg. I think you know Katie.
She was at the Veterans
Roundtable
listening.
She mentioned that. Something we talked about is how when she looks at a budget, and I imagine the same thing with you, that you can't look at just 8% or 7.3% or something like that, that it... Decisions affect people's lives. And to kind of transition into one of the headlines of the day, we have these discussions going on in Washington between the Speaker of the House and representatives of his with the President of the United States about being able to raise the debt limit, but they want massive cuts in a lot of programs. Last week when they had a press conference, they were asked, well, would be one part of this plan be to raise taxes on the very wealthy in the country? And the response from the Republican leaders was laughter. When you look at those kind of discussions about how if you make massive cuts in a lot of programs, it's going to affect a lot of people's lives. Mm-hmm. When you watch these discussions are going on, what goes through your mind? What are you looking for in terms of what would a good deal be for the people that you represent?
Well, a good deal for the people of America would be for all leaders, no matter their political party, to take default off the table. Because defaulting on debts, which I have to point out, are spending and investment decisions that have already been made under Democratic presidents, Republican presidents, Democratic presidents, Republican. I'm just looking back over where these, you know, under whom these decisions have been made. And these have been decisions about investments and spending, as well as decisions about reducing the tax the taxes for the richest Americans and the wealthiest corporations. So these have been decisions we need to take default off the table because the impact on average Americans, if we default, is catastrophic, really. If you have a variable interest rate loan on a car or a home, oh my gosh. I mean, so anyways, that's the first thing I want to say. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely valid to say, let us have negotiations about future spending and future investments and future revenue. That should happen always in the context of our annual budget and appropriations process. But to link the two and risk default and not take it off the table, to me, is irresponsible. Now, on to the cuts.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks back, the Republicans in the House of Representatives narrowly passed a plan that would slash investments. And let me give you just one example. Because they have said that they intend to hold the Department of Defense harmless, and in fact, up what they would receive, the cuts in the rest of government, education, labor, health and human services, VA, if you the cuts would be devastating. Mm-hmm. They deepen when you hold harmless more than half of the discretionary budget, right?
Right.
So I think about the roundtable we had today and people feeling like their life has been changed because of the passage of this PACT Act. And the fact that the VA has hired a lot and is in the process of hiring even more analysts who look at the claims that have been filed to do it in a timely manner so it doesn't take months and months or years.
Mm-hmm.
Those folks would all be gone. That's how deep these cuts are. They would even, the cuts, they'd be devastating to our ability to carry out our basic promises we keep to veterans. But you know, to go beyond and look at the impact on, I think they said, a million people who get Meals on Wheels, elderly,
right,
people who can't leave their home would no longer get those. And, you know, there's countless examples of what these devastating cuts would mean. And so when we negotiate future investments and future spending and future revenues, we need to do that not with the possible default, you know, sort of holding the rest of these things hostage.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to do this every year in an orderly way. And that's what our budget and appropriations process is about.
You are nearing the end of your second term in office as a U.S. Senator. Before that, obviously in the House. Why do you want to keep doing it? Because you did recently announce that you would run for another term coming up in 2024. And as much as we try to take a break from campaigning after the last year or so. But I guess beyond, you know, the whole idea of running again. But why? Why do you want to run again? What is it that you either have not accomplished yet, or what is it about the job that says, hey, I want to do this, which is not fun to go through the campaign cycle, obviously, but mm-hmm. to stay in the U.S. Senate and serve another term as Wisconsin senator?
You know, I want to continue to work on these kitchen table issues we've been discussing. I want Wisconsinites to know that when they work hard and play by the rules, they can get ahead and make our economy a little bit more fair. And I think of that particularly when I think about all the jobs we've lost to overseas and the efforts we've made in the last couple of years successfully to start bringing some of those back.
Mm.
I think about the headwinds that farmers have faced and the fact that there are many things we can do to give them a more competitive edge and help them address those headwinds. And I think about all of our challenges with regard to, and this one's, I know will hit home locally here in the Wausau area, of keeping our water clean,
yeah,
and dealing with issues of extreme weather events. You see the Mississippi cresting, third highest level in however many recent years, or you know, in since recorded history, mm-hmm. I think we see fluctuating lake levels in the Great Lakes, which means algal blooms and means erosion. Water really, in many ways, is at the center of the Wisconsin psyche. Here we are right on the Wisconsin River, with these highly competitive kayaking courses right in downtown Wausau. These exciting things happen because we make investments in that. And I can't think of anything more important to a family than knowing that when you put the tap water on, that it's clean and safe for your kids to drink.
And I know that your time is limited, but I got one more question. Yes. I want to really kind of touch on to sort of a broad base. And again, I was looking at some of the information that was sent out just today, not just to me, to other folks. And it says, Tammy will do whatever it takes and work with whoever to make sure, and in this case, our farmers are being put first. But I think that other issues would also be able to finish up that sentence as well. I know in this, again, very polarized environment, it's not just within government, but I think within our communities as well, the idea of being able to reach across, to work with whoever it may be, to do whatever it takes to get things done. Do you see enough of that right now? Do you see, because obviously I think it's important. I think when you talk to Americans of all stripes, they want to see that. Do you feel like that can be done? Because right now it does feel like there is so much anger and so much division that it makes it more difficult to do a lot of things. I think that would be, in common sense terms,
right,
things that should be done.
I want to acknowledge the deep divisions before I strike a more hopeful note.
Sure.
These deep divisions are injuring our nation and our ability to make progress. I think words matter, and sometimes words incite actions. And so when I hear hateful or intolerant intolerant words, I worry. And I do think we have, all of us collectively, a responsibility to speak out and try to lower the temperature in our political and other discourse. Having said that, I can report to you that in the United States Senate, perhaps especially when the spotlight isn't on or the Fox News or MSNBC or CNN cameras are not rolling, that I can work with colleagues across the aisle, and I do regularly because, you know, dairy isn't a Republican or a Democratic issue. My partners on the Dairy Pride Act are Republicans and Democrats. I reach out on, timber issues because we have a forested North Woods in Wisconsin.
Yes, we do.
And I work with members from Maine and Georgia and other places in the United States that have paper mills and a timber industry. That's not partisan.
Right.
Working on veterans issues, thank God that's not partisan. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you that even in the midst of this rancor and deep division and hateful rhetoric, that we're able to do bipartisan work. But I bet we could do a heck of a lot more if we lowered the temperature.
One more quick point based on that. I wanted to ask you about working with the president, because I said earlier in the program that, man, I don't know if I would be able to sit across from Kevin McCarthy when he is basically taking the economy in a hostage situation. Mm-hmm. And yet, he always comes across as, hey, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to make things happen. What's it like working with the president? Maybe a behind the scenes a little bit in terms of, because he seems like the kind of guy that really does want to get things done. He's got a lot of things done in his first term.
Yes. No, the record of the first 2 years of the Biden administration is extremely impressive in terms of unprecedented investments in our infrastructure and reshoring our supply chains, and which has a lot to do with the security of our nation, making historic investments in transitioning our energy economy more towards clean wind and solar,
sure.
Lowering prescription drug prices, which is a huge, also, along with all of those other things, a huge passion of mine in the healthcare arena. And so his record of accomplishment is very significant. But, you know, he's Joe from Scranton at his roots, right? And so there's an element of knowing him, knowing how much he cares about working people. And also, I will say, you know, we have a relationship where I'm not afraid to call him out when the administration, isn't doing what I would hope they would in Wisconsin or for dairy or for whatever it is. So, and that should be the way it is, that we're fighting for the people we represent. And,
That is such an important factor. Again, I think for you and I think for my previous guest, Mayor Rosenberg, talking about representing the people that voted. All of them.
All of them
to represent the people, even to the President of the United States. So, again, I appreciate that. I appreciate, again, you coming on over to spend a few minutes with us. And hopefully sometime in the future when you're back here in central Wisconsin, you can come back and talk to us again.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Senator Tammy Baldwin, again, Democrat from Wisconsin. We have to take a break and we'll come right back. This is Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, that was terrific. Really great to talk to Senator Baldwin. He's a very kind person. And I've met very kind people on both sides of the aisle. You always appreciate it. You appreciate those who are able to come in, have a nice conversation, be willing to answer questions. And really, again, it was a thrill to have her stop on by. Wish we had more time. Always wish we had more time. Had so many other questions asked. I did, after the end of the interview, tell her they thank you for what she's doing to try and save AM radio. But we'll get Senator Baldwin back and be able to talk to her some more. And again, if you missed it, we'll be posting it on our podcast page, BullFallsRadio.com. Be able to listen to that interview. Also, our interview as well with Mayor Katie Rosenberg, which we had in hour number one. Well, here in just a moment, I'm going to be heading out. I'm going to have to hurry. I'm going to have to hurry to get to Sunnyvale Softball Complex, because in about, 25 minutes, I'm going on the air for high school softball. Newman Catholic taking on Wausaukee in a Division 5 regional semifinal. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. Going to be on the air, hopefully, at 4:20, but before 4:30. Well, maybe closer to 4:30 when the first pitch occurs, but we will have the Newman Cardinals in action in high school playoff softball against Wausaukee coming up 4:20, hopefully 4:30 first pitch. Live today, right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. So after having a couple of outstanding public servants on today, we'll do it again tomorrow. Again, we'll be joined by State Senator Melissa Agard, the Democratic leader in the State Senate. She'll be joining us at 3:15, talking about her visit to Wausau coming up coming up a week from Thursday. Again, a week from Thursday on June the 1st. She'll be hosting an event, basically a town hall, over at the Marathon County Public Library. I'll have more details on that when we talk to the State Senator Melissa Agar tomorrow at 3:15. So I'll give you the information you need to be able to join State Senator Agar coming up on Thursday the 1st. So again, thanks to Mayor Katie Rosenberg. Thanks to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin for joining us today. And hopefully you can join us again tomorrow. I'm Chad Holmes. This has been the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO.